Inc. publishes this ranking of companies annually, measuring their rate of revenue growth over the past 3 years. Norwalk's Datto, a data security company, makes its third appearance on the top 500 at 314, the highest-ranked Connecticut company, with a three-year growth rate of almost 1,500%. At 464th is Votto Vines, a wine-importing business based in Hamden. It's the company's first time on the Inc. 500, and Votto says the first time a wine importer has ever cracked the list. Just 5 years old, it began with 1,000 cases of Italian wine sold out of the back of a Subaru wagon. Vice President of Sales Jeremy Jerome says they now import from all over the world.
A lot of what we have done has just been with, you know, smaller boutique vineyards, which is really where our sweet spot is and what we're going to continue to do.
Votto is a family affair, with the five founders all being siblings, cousins and in-laws. Jerome says before the family came together in 2009 to found the business, they had a wide range of experience.
We are all from different backgrounds. Michael is a lawyer, there's an engineer, our CFO is a financial business guy, and my brother-in-law Nick is a travel and tourism guy. I was in real estate and I had a small business in that, and we all loved wine and had a passion for wine. But none of us were directly from the wine industry.
The third business in the 500 is independent electric supplier North American Power, based in Norwalk. It's hired 80 of its 100 employees in the last year alone. Although it's run into some controversy, it currently has a case pending before state regulators over its marketing practices. This is a relatively light year for Connecticut on the Inc. rankings. Last year, the state had 7 homegrown companies in the top 500. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.